Assessing Inventory, How Much is Left on the Coil? Authored by Brian Pardica, Carlisle. Charts help eliminate guesswork and leftover material. Editor's note, this article was originally published in the fall 2018 edition of Roleforming magazine. It is republished here for the convenience of readers. The charts are found in this issue on the RoleformingMagazine.com website and should help you determine coil stock inventory in situations where labels have been lost or haven't been updated. Many metal roofing contractors are realizing the benefits of owning a portable standing seam panel roll-forming machine rather than purchasing preformed panels. This offers the ability to produce engineered profiles, longer lengths, and less handling and freight. And in many cases, it's cheaper to roll form your own panels. However, keep in mind that once you own a roll forming machine, you now assume the role of manufacturer and the responsibility for ordering the proper amount of coils to complete the project. Coils are available to fit every profile, from standing seam to R-panel, from Kynar 500, Hylar 5000, to polyester paint systems. Each profile requires a particular gauge and width. For roll forming of standing seam and snap lock profiles, the industry uses standard coil widths of 24, 22, 20, and 16 inches. For agricultural products such as the R panel, the standard widths are 40.875 and 41.562 inches. In some cases, coil is left over on a project because the machine operator forgot to keep track of the amount of lineal footage on the coil. But how can you tell how much coil is left? 1. Measure the inner diameter of the coil. It's probably going to be 16 or 20 inches. 2. Measure the thickness of material on one side of the coil. 3. Determine the gauge and width. 4. For full reference, refer to the charts found in the issue or website to determine the theoretical weight, square footage, and lineal footage left on the coil. The charts include many of the standard gauges and coil widths used in our industry. The calculations were based on the theoretical multipliers and our medians. The multipliers will vary with each individual coil, and the numbers listed should be used as a point of reference and an estimate. 24 gauge equals theoretical multiplier of 0.9791 pounds per square foot. 26 gauge equals theoretical multiplier of 0.7818 pounds per square foot. 29 gauge equals theoretical multiplier of 0.6120 pounds per square foot. By taking the time to measure and calculate the amount of material remaining, you will no longer look at an assortment of coils and ask yourself, what should I do with them? Who knows? You may be surprised how much material is there and turn your leftovers into cash. Hopefully this information and these charts found in the issue will help you determine how much material is left over from past projects. Copyright 2025, Shield Wall Media.